time travel to fun in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. 10 stages, food, pubs, shopping, jousting. Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets only online at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hi, this is Stacey from The Advisor, and I'm here with a very special guest today. Today we have Mike Wagner of The Mike Wagner Show. He has a very successful podcast and an amazing story to tell, and he's here today to tell himself a little about himself and his secrets to a successful podcast. So can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Absolutely, Stacey. Just want to say hello out there and everyone in the audience is out there. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And thanks for having me on, Stacey. And of course, as you know, I am Mike Wagner from the Mike Wagner Show. And by the way, let me just say it's powered by Sonic Web Studios. You can visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. And it's also brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's Yet Missing, available on Amazon. You can also check out my merchandise at themikewagnershow.com with t-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, throw pillows, tote bags, and more. You can also take the Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device and subscribe to the Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel and follow the Mike Wagner Show on Instagram and Twitter. And also follow Stacey as well, too. So that's about me. First of all, that's how I introduced. But, myself going to the show that I'm going to go to the way, way back machine. So are you ready, Sherman?
I am ready.
That's why I always tell people just go the way back machine. If you ever watch those old Peabody and Sherman cartoons, or if you're in England, the Doctor Who, we just hop into the time machine. Or actually, I was, grew up in Wisconsin for the first 9 years. I was born in Milwaukee, raised in Racine for 9 years. And I actually got exposed to the world of broadcasting that the very first I was told that my mom and dad got a little transistor radio. Remember those things? You walk around, you had AM radio. Well, they actually put one right by my crib and try and get me to calm down, listen to WTMJ and the Green Bay Packers. This is like probably the younger days. It's like, put a little transistor radio, trying to get me to calm down. And that's what I was told. And as time grew and I started getting more interested into music, and I was a sports guy as well, too. I loved, following the Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs, and everything else. We'll get into that later. That we lived in Racine later on. We moved into a duplex where you had these walls so thin. You had these neighbors that were just cranking up in their quad stereo, which is, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and they kept pounding and pounding. And then instead of, going to the door and say, turn it down, I go and say, hey, turn it up. We love it. So that was like a radio right there too. And then I later, picked up some interest, just following the weather. I wrote to WTMJ, our Milwaukee affiliate all the time. I got some freebies, t-shirts, weather charts, and even those thermometer, like those rain gauges you put in your backyard. So, I was just doing that. And then I also bought some records too, little 45s. And my dad goes to all these secondhand stores and also like with Goodwill, Salvation Army, and I'd be sitting there just playing them even on rainy days. And so I would be doing that. And then we later moved to outside Chicago where my dad later, he worked for Mobil Oil as a regional manager, that he and his friend Sam got me this weather radio. It has AM, FM, weather, and goes, oh, I think you listen to weather. Well, instead of weather, which half the time didn't work, I started going into my room and I started to pick up these radio stations. Like I pick them up in Detroit, St. Louis, Boston, New York, Nashville at WSM, or Dallas at WOAI, and San Antonio was in the top 40. And the hottest top 40 station was in Little Rock and did better than Chicago. And I also listened to stations in Des Moines, Minneapolis, and I picked up Denver, and also picked up Salt Lake City. And I realized this is great. And then I also got to listen to hockey games on the radio on those big stations. So, and of course, you can't do that these days. You got the internet. So I picked that up, and then it later just led me to do a little sports. I was going to be a sportscaster, but after just writing for my paper and also interviewed some sports people and whatever else, and I just started listening to a bit of music. You know, there was Cat Stevens, there was Yes, and there was also like with Simon and Garfunkel, just some stuff back in the day. And then how I got the radio bug, that just really bit me in the, you know what, where I was going to school at the Harper College in Palatine, Illinois. And this is back in 1982, where I was a computer science major because computers was the big thing and you made your money because, you know, I mean, you had to learn, like, was it BASIC, COBOL, Fortran, and everybody had a Commodore and Atari. Remember those things?
Oh,
Atari,
my God, yes.
Play with those things. And then it's like, Pong, beep, beep, like that. You learn how to program those. I had fun operating those things, but programming, forget it. I had that. So I had that. And then I literally went up to a booth and I figured, well, I want to find a little something to do. So I saw this booth where it says, hey, you want to be a DJ? So I walk up, and as soon as I was getting ready to, fill out the application, felt like a bug just bit me right here. You know, like those Spider-Man movies where it's like you get bit by the bug, like
yes.
Peter Parker turns to Spider-Man. Well, I think that bug turned out to be a radio bug. As soon as I signed, I said yes, and then I just joined. I did about, a show a week for a couple hours, and then I expanded to doing some news, did a little bit of sports, play-by-play and everything else. And then I realized when I got to South Illinois, this is what I really wanted to do. I got involved with WSIU, WIDB, and South Illinois Media Services. I did some voice work for out in Kentucky, Missouri, and parts of Southern Illinois. And I just realized this is what I really wanted to do. And I came back up in 1987. I later got into number stations in the Chicago area. And I also did some mobile DJing as an MC, a host, and whatever else. And then, life took a turn. I got married, my wife Serena, on a business venture. And we kind of just took a little time out to raise a young family. And then I got into some audio visual. I got into management, warehousing, and everything. And then I think what really kicked it in was back in, I think it was 2006, where I was asked by a number of people, how come you're not in the radio business? I said, well, it was because, there was just so many things going on. And it's like, they urged me to get back in. My mom just gave me a thing on how to be a voiceover guy. So it's like, I did that. I did some ads for other people. And then I later went ahead and, got into Milwaukee doing some real estate voiceovers. I did some radio between Milwaukee and Chicago before I got called to Bismarck, North Dakota by an Arizona consulting firm. That's where I went to KDKT, become an intern general manager, later a consultant. I did some voice work there and worked with consultants for 3 years. And then KFYR came calling me, where I actually reached out to them. They liked my work, and I've been with since August 2010. And then the Mike Wagner Show came up by a California publicist who says, hey, how'd you like to interview some guests? At first I said, no, don't want to do it. And I was terrified to do interviews because I had a bad experience, but it was a journalism background and it didn't fit. And after a second time, I said, okay, what does it take? Nothing. I send you guests. I'm like, does it cost anything? Nope. Send them over. And that's how the whole Mike Wagner Show started. Sandy Hilberg was my very first guest, back in August 2018, and 900 great guests, including yourself, later. Here we are.
Now, do you have a specific podcasting space, or do you have a special niche, or do you just like to, interview everybody? Like, what do you enjoy doing? Like, what do you do in your podcast?
Okay. Think of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Think of the Johnny Cash special. Mm-hmm. And think of, I'm trying to think what else. Think of classic radio back in the day where you had no edit buttons, no coughing, you make all kinds of noises. And then you also mix in with, I'm trying to best describe it. It's simply just going back to days of, just a variety show, like Dick Cavett, Ed Sullivan, that type is like bring people on, let them do their stuff.
Right.
And, talk
right.
about themselves and everything. And that's what I'm seeing lacking in today's podcast. I think today's podcasts are way too niche. They're way too narrow. And of course, they're way too specialized. Like, what happened in the days of just, pick and choose, your favorite guest is on. Great. You want to check this out? Great. If you don't like it, okay. Wait till next time. That's what a variety show is. It's like, you never know what you get. You're going to be surprised. So that's what I was, focusing on too. It's like just going back to the days of just Johnny Carson, Johnny Cash, and, or have Jay Leno. He's one of my favorites on Tonight Show. I love staying up as a kid watching the Tonight Show with
Johnny
Carson.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, you have these animals and everything get on stage and, you know, do these magic acts like, was it the Great Gazoo or something? And then, yeah, people sing up there and everything. It's like, I miss those days of having just a variety show. Just have a little fun out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So that's why that was my what I was doing, too. And then I realized that it was just like, instead of having those interviews, you have to have a set of questions, read off. It's like you're on a casual conversation over a cup of coffee with a good friend. And that's what I do generally. So
that's great. Now, how long did it take you to grow your audience? Because, you know, you were telling me a story last time we talked how, you know, you started with only a few people. And then over time, you grew into this humongous audience. Like, you know, how long did it take you to grow into that audience?
I have to go back to the Way Machine on that one. I'm kind of speaking myself when I had to tell you to go to the Way Back Machine, Sherman. So, you know, I just had that. So I would probably say the feedback that I got from the Sandy Helberg interview was that, you know, there are quite a few people liked it. And they asked about, you know, Simon Helberg. It's like, you know, how's he doing? And what's he up to? And then I later had, you know, a few other Tammy Locke, Eddie Deason. I had, you know, a couple of our unknowns who got their start and they started making it big too. And then I started getting some feedback from people that, hey, this is great. This is, you know, fun to listen to. And I also posted on Facebook and I later took it from KFYR and over to create my own podcast. I had some people follow me. And then I also picked up some other listeners from other groups and also other platforms, you know, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and everything else just to give it a listen. And then it was just, you know, the whole thing. You remember that commercial, the shampoo, where I said, this shampoo is so great, I told two of my friends, and they told two of their friends, and they told two of their friends, and so on and so on. That's how it worked. And so it's like when word was getting out there that this is really fun to listen to, people start building more and more. And then they also got the attention of, you know, other publicists who want to join in. And my mission was just to help people out and give people their starts, give people their exposure and everything else. So it started growing and growing like a snowball. And then it got to the point where it got to be, what was it, December 2020, where I hit my peak, where it's like I finally got known in the podcast world, finishing at 162 in the top 200 in the U.S. And it was with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. with a Christmas song. I had Sherry Nelson on, and I think I had I'm trying to think there was another guest or two that was pretty big. I ended up with about like 10 to 50,000 of viewers and listeners combined for that month and for that period, which really put me over the top. So I'm just keeping a very consistent level and I'm looking forward to bigger and better things. I've got some bigger guests coming up with bigger names, bigger agencies and whatever else. And there is one thing I will break out here that my show will be on Discord and it's going to be pretty soon. And when's it going to come out? We don't know. So you'll be the first to know about it. The Mike Wagner Show is going to extend on Discord.
That's awesome. That's really great. So basically, you know, it's just, it takes time, but it builds up. It's just word of mouth, having a good show. Now, is this something, you know, I know so many people that would love to do it, but they're afraid of doing it. What kind of advice do you have for those people who are really, you know, because podcasts are big now, you know, and a lot of people want to do it, but they're like, oh my God, there's so many podcasts out there. You know, how am I going to ever get noticed? How am I going to, you know, I don't know if I could actually do it. You know, what do you say to those people that are a little bit unsure and a little scared about doing it but want to do it?
Well, think of the verse from America. What was it? Lonely people, but there's an offshoot. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup. You never know until you try. So the thing I just tell people is you never know about this. It's like, you know, try a few episodes, you know, try it with someone from a band that you know, try it with someone from your family who's like somewhat famous, or even have like a conversation with your dog or maybe like a dog owner, or you know, try like, say, somebody who's been a community play, or, you know, talk to somebody in family who's, like, say, runs a business or something. So it's like, you know, you just got to learn practice. You got to learn the art of conversation, which is basically just conversing with people. You know, I have like, you know, read a set of questions. And I say, if you're going to read a set of questions, you may as well give it to a fifth grader who can read. So you just have something like that. And I've been on podcasts who just read off questions and it is annoying. I guess I have people say that, you know, that style is annoying. So you actually, the secret is you have to have a conversation. You have to be a good conversationalist and you also have to listen as well. So the thing I just tell people is just simply, is just having a conversation. Don't be intimidated. And there's podcast platforms out there that'll teach you how to do things. YouTube can also teach it. And if you hit a record button on a computer or I hit, record on a tape player or anything like that, then you should be able to do it. So I think the thing you have to do is like just trial with a few friends and try to get a few people listen and get a few people listen and just critique and just, hey, what do you think? What can I do to make it better? So the thing I just tell people out there is just like, don't worry about being number one. Joe Rogan's got that number one for years and years, and he'll always be number one. Don't even try to be number one like Joe Rogan. I mean, I'm not. So as I create your own number one out there within your inner circle, and then encourage them to be their own number ones in their inner circle. Just like with your podcast, it's like, you're pretty much number one in your circle, and you encourage everyone to be number one in their circles. And you have a really unique podcast out there, about your story about health, epilepsy, and of course, the Complete Herbal Guy, which is totally amazing. My wife really loves your stuff. And I tell everybody to go out there and buy the books. So, that's the whole thing. You have to go, just sample with a few friends, and then you can also start building up and just get to practice consistent. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't be a superstar overnight. He went out there and practiced. And of course, Eric Clapton didn't be a success overnight. He practiced. Or even like Robert De Niro wasn't a success. Practice. That's why I tell everybody all the time, you have to be very consistent, and you have to be very reliable, and you'd be very, very dedicated to do it. So my suggestion to all the podcasters out there, don't be afraid to try it with a few people and see what you think.
I think that's great advice. And the best thing I like what you said is don't compare yourself to other podcasts or other, celebrity people out there. You have to do something that makes you happy, something you enjoy, and work with what you're good at and work within your own circle. And I love that you ask for someone to critique you, because people sometimes don't like, constructive criticism, but it's actually the best thing for you, because, constructive criticism can make you grow into a huge success. Because I learned through my own years that it's not what we like, it's what the audience likes. And sometimes what we really get into is not what the majority of the audience out there gets into. So we have to, reach out and ask for feedback. Feedback, I think, is a number one, don't you think?
That is agreeable as well, too. You can also say take it or leave it, and you can also make your own modifications and whatever else. And and of course, the whole thing about the podcast, there's one thing I do want to add, is that the show is not all about the host, it's all about the guest. So yes, it's basically making the guest the star. You're making the guest the Andy Warhol of 15 minutes, you're making a guest Hollywood celebrity, for that 15 minutes or 30 minutes, 45, an hour, however long, telling their story, sharing their product, and sharing their experience. So that's what the whole thing is all about. Back in the day, you had to get out of these networks, and it was very hard to do. Now with the podcast, I think what's the number now? I think it was like 2 million, 3 million, 5 million podcasts out there all over the world. And that number keeps growing and growing and growing. And of course, don't worry about, having overload or whatever it is. Like, you do what's comfortable in your circle, and it's going to take some time. Something's going to be catching a fire or a spark as well, too. So, just have it within your circle. So basically, it's just what you want to do. It's just as a hobby, pleasure, or you want to try to make something out of it. So, encourage everybody to get out there and join groups. You also subscribe, and you also if you're a podcaster and you're looking for guests, sign up for a radio guest list, and they can help you with that. Give you some guests and everything else. And I've had guests on the show as well too that sent me some guests, sent me people who want to be interviewed and everything. And there's always room for that too. So, and there's plenty of podcasts out there that people can listen and goes, hey, I want this guy, I want to be on that show. Or you can ask them questions. I've had five people over the weekend, ask me about podcasts, how do I get on and everything. So it's like, weekends, you think it's it's going to be a gun out there, cut the lawn, relax, have a beer, go out. It's like, no. Today's social media, everybody's out there 24/7, 365. And whatever you do, squeeze that time in, will you? So. Yeah.
I agree. You know, and it's all about the passion, I think, too. It's, you know, you have to do something that you love. And if you love speaking to people, if you love to learn about others, if you want your audience to learn about these interesting people, I think passion is a key. It's not about success. It's not about money, because a lot of people get into it. And the first thing they think is, I want to be a superstar. I want to make millions of bucks. I want to do this. I want to do that. They're comparing themselves to the, you know, Grant Cardone and all these people that are high up on the ranks. But it's about it, you know, doing it because it's your passion, because you love it. You're not trying to do it to make an extra buck. You're doing it because you love it. It's something inside of you and you enjoy doing it, don't you think?
That is totally agree as well, too. And of course, I like how you got set up with your books. So you got Empower Yourself, you got you move your chair over that way, positive and gratitude journal. You got epilepsy. And I mean, you got all those books out there, and that's a smart way to do it as well, too. So another thing I want to get people is, like, don't be afraid to display your merchandise. I mean, look at these tote bags right here. My daughter and my wife Serena's got one too. And I've had people ask, I've got some hoodies up there ready for wintertime. I've got that ready. And I had, this is my number one seller.
I love that pillow. I absolutely love that pillow.
Yeah, it's like you can do things. You can decorate, you can punch it, you can sleep with it, you can have your dog sit on it and everything else. And and of course, you know, I got a really good idea from I think it was John Legend, one of the Super Bowl commercials. He was doing some kind of pillow, whatever. It's like, hey, you can sleep with me, but not physically. So that's just one of the key things as well, too. I ask, hey, can I sleep with you? He says, yes, but not physically. You can have my pillow. So I have that. And of course, I got these T-shirts as well, too. I got long sleeve. I got baseball jerseys. There's tank tops for women as well, too. Women's T-shirts, kid T-shirts, and everything else. And I'm planning on having a coffee mug sometime soon. But so I guess if you're wondering why I have this mug with me, I'm gonna get a little story about this. I won't go off topic here. My real inspiration starting the Mike Wagner Show was actually, I was in South Dakota back in 2018, and it was back in August, and I was asked at the time, and I was getting a little bored, stale, what I was doing, and my Serena said, yeah, I think we need a break. We need to go somewhere. So I took my two boys and Serena, and we went to the Black Hills of South Dakota. I mean, we went through Deadwood. We went through Lead. We went through Sturgis. And of course, you know, the bikers are pretty cool up there. It's not a rowdy town or anything like that. Just regular folks having a good time. We went to the Jefferson Memorial, and we went to Crazy Horse, which is amazing. And one of the guests I had on the show actually, you know, was inspired by Devil's Tower in Wyoming. So we had that. And then while everybody was going, while we're kept running to the store, we forgot this broke, that broke. And, you know, we need this, we need that. We kept running to the store. My boys were buying all kinds of trinkets and toys. Serena was looking for jewelry. And here I was, I found this Denver Broncos coffee mug on sale for $15. I said, I'm going to take South Dakota home with me, because we're right by Denver. I realized that. And I kind of failed my geography. I thought expecting Minnesota. It's like, you know, you see Colorado Rockies, Denver Broncos.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Crap. It's like, we've never been that way. And so I picked it up for $15, and I just showed all the times my memory of starting the Mike Wagner Show. The reason why it was $15, the Broncos were really bad that year. So I just have that. I have some coffee with it too. And I'm planning on also grinding my own coffee one day too. And I get some, you know, gifts coming in, and, you know, people send me stuff, even coffee and cheeses and little bottles of this and that and everything else. And I may have some, and I had some of Kenny Aronoff's Kaboom coffee, which was really good. So I had some of that, and, you know, quite others. And I also had some celebrities who were great chefs. They sent me cookbooks, sent me some recipes. So I encourage you, buddy, talk about food, talk about how healthy it is. If you're all gourds, that's fine. You know, stuff like that. So
let me ask you a question. Where do you get all this energy? Every time, well, I see you, you're bopping all over the place.
Well, I got the coffee, first of all. And I have a thing of Coke, and I've got some iced tea today. So I got some of that.
Okay. So and sugar then, and caffeine is your thing.
And then I also got some water as well, too, as a chaser.
All right, that's good. You're flushing out the toxins. All right, there
that's
we go.
That's right. And then I have a little bit of chocolate. I'll have some pizza. My DJ food days, if you're working in overnights, you had to order a pizza. And, of course, you had some chips right by. You had some healthy popcorn and everything else. So that was like the staple of DJs. You had to have your pizza. You have your chips. You had to have your chocolate. You had to have your soda and everything else because – yeah, that it's got high fructose corn syrup. Everybody says, "Oh, it's bad for you. It's bad. It's bad." But reality, my professor in radio TV, Dr. Hillard, who was a major network announcer for CBS News, he actually keeps drinking Diet Pepsi. And I thought, man, it's just like, what's this guy drinking Diet Pepsi? Is that the corn syrup in the Pepsi itself actually coats your vocal cords? You know, the water will hydrate it, but the coffee will dry it up. And the Coke is just, you know, it coats your vocal cords. You make it perform better.
I've never heard that
ever since. Yes.
I don't know. You know, I used to have a great uncle, and he used to take soda, and then he would drop a penny in the soda, and then he'd come back like 5-6 hours later. And yeah, as a trick for everybody, you know, the kids, the penny would be gone because it disintegrated in the soda.
Oh my goodness.
Let me ask you a question. With all these interviews you've done hundreds of interviews. Do you have any funny stories to tell, or maybe someone that just caught you by surprise and you were just like in awe, like you just didn't know what to say because they just caught you by surprise, like any type of funny stories?
I think I had some guests where it's just like, you know, they've had, you know, dogs bark, cats jump in front, and birds squawk and everything else. I had Lorraine Landon on my show, and she had a couple of cats jump in front of her. And I'd stop the interview and says, "Hey, tell me about your favorite furry pet and everything." And we found out that she's an animal lover and also an animal advocate. So half the time we're interviewing about her career, her upcoming film, and it was also about pets. So we expanded it. It was like an hour talking about herself, her movies, and her pets. And Sadie Katz was on the show as well, too, talking about her upcoming film. And it was also Christmas in Fargo, which did really well last year. And, you know, she talked about a couple of cats jumped in front of her. And we spent like about good 30 minutes, you know, not just talking about the movie and her career, but talking about cats. You know, we just had that. And then I had Artie Hoffman on my show back in the early day where we're just swapping stories about, you know, how people dream of this, dream of that, and everything else. And I think he shared a really funny story. I busted laughing. I think we were laughing straight for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I forgot what we were talking about. And he's like, "I forgot what we're on doing." So, you know, we had some of that. And I think some of the other funnier moments I had was I had Rolf Sattler on the show where he does this book about plants and everything. And he was doing a thing about laughing. And then so he started laughing for some reason. I thought, what's so funny? And he says, it's actually a way to get people to basically just, you know, relax before a test. We're doing a laughing exercise. And I said, it actually worked.
Right.
So I was doing some of that. And I think I'm trying to think of the other funny moments we had on the show too. So I think I've had so many, but those are the ones that just stood out to me. It's just like, I think the ones I like, you know, dogs jump in front of you, cats jump in front of you, or I've had like, say with, you know, something, might happen as well too. And, I think it was just, you know, all physical and whatever else, but I'm sure more funny moments will pop up or even sharing some stories. But, I have to go through my journal and just see, you know, some of the funny stories I've had, like, you know, over 900 guests. It's hard to figure out what's the funniest of all, but I love animals. And when they come in and interrupt them and say, "Hey, you know, tell us about your furry pet and everything else." So I just love talking about that. And during my days of Facebook Live where it's like, you know, I was just testing it out and I used to have it in a different location in my home. And I had a mattress, which I used as soundproofing. My cat Taylor, a golden tabby, jumps in front and starts rubbing against me. And he got more likes and comments than I did. And I said, this actually works. So if anybody has a dog or cat out there, don't worry about shutting them up. You know, just let them in, have a little fun with it. You know, birds or snakes or gerbils, anything like that, or if kids start crying, it's like, you know, bring them on the show. It's like, you know, show
people like
you're
real,
a human,
right?
Not a robot. You're right.
That's awesome. You know what I thought was a really interesting fact is that, you know, a lot of people sometimes are shy, but they have dreams of doing these things, like doing a podcast or something. And then I was reading that a lot of frontline singers of these big bands, like Bon Jovi, considered himself a shy person, but yet he sang in front of stadiums of hundreds and thousands of people with no problem. You know, like, would you consider yourself an introvert or a shy person, or do you think consider yourself an outgoing person?
You know something? I've been asked that a lot, and excuse me for that one. I was doing some research on that, and they think that radio people, entertainment personalities, are the strangest bunch. But I've been doing more and more research on this, and I think what really hit the nail on the head in this one. I think it was there's a couple of people. There was Janis Joplin on there, who is notoriously very shy, and of course, you know,
really?
She had a drink and try to get extrovert and sing. It's like she's a really shy person, you know, just being around people. But when she gets on sing, she belts out, you know, amazing tunes and all that. And then there was also Ethel Merman, who had a really annoying voice, but very talented, very funny comedian. And she was a really shy person when speaking in front of everybody, but put the camera on her, give her a microphone, whatever. I mean, she lights up like a Christmas tree. And of course, the story about Robin Williams, you know, everybody thinks Robin Williams is a really extrovert, but you read the story that he was very, very reclusive.
He was.
And it seemed to be a personality trait where I had is just like, you know, this is like me. I turn on and put me in front of a microphone, do great. But then afterwards, it's like, you know, I'll be out. I'm just like, okay. It's like, what's next? You know, just go into a little box and then you just do some writing and do some work around the house. And, for me, it's just like, you know, there's people out there who just love people and, you know, handle it. But I just like to have an balance. You know, I love being around people, but I like being in a space where I can just work on my hands, work on some projects and whatever else. And there are days I just like to sit down and write, or there are days I like to, you know, just read the news, listen to music, or just be outside working on the garden with my wife, or just work on the yard, or go play with my dog, or just take Serena out somewhere, play with the kids a little bit, or just watch a show or something, listen to a radio and everything, or even like listen or watch a ball game as well too. When, you know, back in the day when everything is free, now you got to pay for it. Yeah. There are days I just want to just turn on a radio and just listen to football on Sunday. That's one thing that's really left. It's like, you know, listen to it on an actual radio, like a football game. Like out here, it's the Minnesota Vikings or Denver Broncos, or, you know, by a long shot, the Green Bay Packers even too, like, you know, the game of the week. So I'd be lucky enough. I just sit down, do a project and just have a thing by the radio. So that's just one of the things, you know, it's now getting to be more common these days that, a good portion of hosts are introverted in ways, but it's like they have a quiet perspective. They like to listen to what's going on. You know, not everything's all about them. I mean, it gets boring, you know, having people talk about themselves all the time. It's like, what's the point of listening to talk about themselves?
Right.
You're supposed to be talking about the guests. So,
exactly.
so that's really come to light these days. And I think I'm proud to say that, I do fit with those type of people. It's like there are days I like to be around people. There are days I just like to just work on things and just work on my hands. You know, that's just how I am.
I can agree with you. I feel the same way. You know, when I'm in front of a group of people and I have to speak, I could speak and I could do it all. But, you know,
you've done really well with it too.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, I like my quiet time and I like to be, you know, I don't like being the center of attention, believe it or not. I like having that quiet time to myself, being with my family and doing the things I love the most, you know? So I think it is, you know, anybody, you know, can do it, you know, and even if a person has a shy personality, if they love it, if they want to do it, they can do it. You know, you don't have to be outgoing to be in this business.
Right. And it gets tiring after a while too. You know, you get attacked and, whatever else. And I read about these celebrities where you see them getting into fights, you know, football players, whatever it is. It's like they get in fights with bodyguards, employees, or like, you know, fans and all that. And you hear them about, you know, so-and-so got arrested and everything else. That is because these people are bugging the celebrities. They want their quiet time. They want to wind down.
Yeah.
And they need that time to wind down. And they don't want to be bothered. And I was talking to a lady that she serves at a Texas steakhouse that one of the coaches of the Houston Texans has his own spot and wants quiet time. And nobody comes over, bugs him. ask questions, get autographed. They want their quiet time. And there's people out there that really do need their quiet time. You know,
just like
many of us, there are days out of mind, center of attention, and days it's like, okay, it's just like, you know, just step back a little bit. And I like to cook as well too, just to, you know, just to relax myself. It's like, I like to, you know, just hand make a pizza or be on a grill, you know, cooking a steak, burgers, chicken, or whatever. Or it's like, you know, I'll be creating pasta dishes, even using an air fryer. It's like, I'll have a little fun with that. Yeah, have a little wine, put on a little music, and I'll just, you know, whip up a dish for my lovely wife, Serena, and my wonderful kids. And then their day, Serena and I will cook together too. So it all depends on the mood and, you know, whatever else. Their days will come up some great dishes. Their days like, we'll just throw it in the air fryer and microwave. We're too bloody tired to cook. So cooking food, you know, especially healthy, is also, you know, takes a stress off of one person too. And, you know, create some delicious meals. So that's another thing I love to do. That's one of my next things I wouldn't mind doing, is just having a little cooking show, you know, just to cook healthy dishes or whatever else. Or I can just, you know, put a different spin on pizza, or it's like how to make a unique hamburger or whatever else. You know, there's more than one ways to cook chicken, you know, stuff like that. So we encourage you out there, be creative with food. It's like, you know, create your own dish, and you never know, it could get in a restaurant, it could make you money.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what people look at today, because society is on a go, go, go moving society. People don't, you know, they have a very stressful schedule. They come home, they don't want to be in the kitchen for a long time, but they want to be healthy. So, you know, finding those people that could teach them how to make quick, easy meals that are healthy, and, you know, and that even ways that you can make food one day and last you through the week, and, you know, and you could eat healthy the whole week. You know, these are things that people want to learn about. You know, you have so many cooking shows popping up all over the place. You have vegan shows, you know, vegan cooking shows. You have Italian. You know, I had a person on my show. She was an Italian chef, but she cooked healthy, and she explained the difference about cooking healthy and not cooking healthy, and how to be able to cook the food you love, but cook it in a healthy way, which I thought was great, because you don't have to do what the restaurants do. You don't have to pour on the butter and pour on all these different artificial additives to have a really good meal. There's lots of ways you could do it, and you could be healthy about it. So yeah, definitely. I'd love to see you doing a cooking show. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. And plus also too, the thing I learned in France is that the French get disgusted by us pouring, like, you know, half a bottle of salad dressing. They just, you know, few drops and that's it, you know, that sort of thing. And the thing I learned about, you know, the Hispanics, especially living in Mexico, they despise Taco Bell. And they said it's like eating dog food from a can. So it's like, they like to create their own food. They create their from scratch, their own hands, their own vegetables from the garden, and their own meats and everything. And I worked a job one time where I'd be in Western North Dakota pretty much all day, servicing AT&T clients, you know, fixing electronics and give a little speeches and everything else. I stop at a mini little taco stand in Arnagar, North Dakota, which is up by Williston in the oil patch, a tiny little taco stand, you know, just like $3, you know, just three street tacos, and they're delicious. I mean, you don't have to go to a big name restaurant. You can just find little mom and pop shops, and they make the best food on the planet out there.
I was going to say, those mom and pop shops make the best food, you know, and it's, you know, most of those places, the food is fresh, the ingredients is fresh, and that's what makes the big difference. And that's what you get full with those small portions, when the food is fresh.
Mm-hmm. And they also want your money. They also want your business as well too. And we first came to North Dakota, we stopped at a little burger and fry shop, which is next to a bank, next to a gas station. It's right by City Hall. Everything's all bunched. And of course, you know, we order like a big thing of burgers and fries. It's got like a triple burger. They give a monster plate of fries. It was just like $4.75. It was like, you know, really cheap and everything else. But it's just like, you know, you pay $4.75, we'll get like, you know, this much or this much and everything. Oh, they give you a plateful, I'll tell you. So, we just have that. But yes. And, the old pizza places is like, you know, they give you big slices, not these small ones too. And they load the ingredients too. So,
yeah,
that's one of my favorite things. Go to these, you know, small pizza places, and they give you like, you know, all the ingredients, all the stuff on there. They serve you well, but the chains is like, you have to like, you know, put on a certain amount or you'll lose a company money, you know, everything like that. So
yeah,
we just have that.
It's different. Now, before we go, can you give like a couple of tips to people like for a successful podcast? And what would you tell people if you had to tell them a couple of things? What would be the best advice that you would give them?
I think the best advice I give the people is simply is that don't be afraid to try. Do your research, do your homework, research your guests, sit down and, prepare questions. It's almost like, you're talking to them like in a conversation, find out what they do, and also look for the best equipment possible without paying a ton of money. And I think that's another thing a lot of podcasters fail at, that they buy all the best equipment, the up-to-date gadgets and everything else. And all you really need is a microphone, just headphones and a computer. You just plug it in. You don't have to have all these fancy devices. You just simply get a microphone, you plug and you play and everything else, get good recording software that doesn't crap out or pay a fortune. And of course, spend a little on equipment, but make sure it's good equipment, not cheap from back in the day, Radio Shack some Chinese outfit you never heard of. But, get some good equipment, get good recording software, and also, get on the podcast. You can also do some editing, do some work on, and also be diligent what you do and be very passionate, and also use your talents wisely as well too. And you have to find it within yourself. If you have trouble, ask family, ask friends, go through some, try some new job, try some new things and see what you're good at. And if you're still having trouble, get some professional help to see what skills you're good at and everything else. So the things I tell people podcast is that, don't be afraid to get out there and try, try a few podcasts and get a few people listen. I mean, don't be discouraged if you make mistakes. It's like the only way to get better is improve and go up. That's what I tell people.
Excellent advice. Now, where can people find you? Like, when and where is your show?
Okay, you can find The Mike Wagner Show at www.themikewagnershow.com. You can also, go on 40 podcast platforms, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music. Coming soon to Podbean, Buzzsprout, Pandora, and TuneIn. Heard Worldwide, Geo7, Radio Public, Himalay, and the YouTube channel. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and also LinkedIn as well, too. And coming soon, we'll be on Discord. We're also on HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, Oldie Radio, and a few networks coming soon. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. You can follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. And again, for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies, baseball gear, and more. Makes great gifts 24/7. Also sponsored by our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia Missing, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. And The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit www.sonicwebstudios.com today.
This has been amazing, Mike. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you so much for giving such valuable input and showing people how anyone is capable of having a great podcast and the secrets and successes of podcasts. And so thank you so much and everything you do. I really enjoyed this time.
It's my pleasure, Stacey. And thanks for having me on. You're a terrific guest. You're a terrific host. And you've got a great future ahead of you. And we definitely wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everyone. It is Ryan Seacrest here. Ready to heat up your summer vacation? Get ready. Things are about to get sizzling at Chumba Casino. Your summer getting a whole lot hotter with a special daily login bonus waiting just for you. So sign up now for reels of fun and reels of prizes right here at Chumba Casino with yours truly. Join me at ChumbaCasino.com and dive into a summer of social casino fun.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish, and you can have them too.
For a limited time, the classic Filet-O-Fish you love is joining your McDonald's favorites on the 2 for $3.99 menu. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.